Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there is no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault, because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. All right, perfect. Hey, buddy. I am back and I'm back full time. I know I haven't done these in a while, but I am back. As you guys can see, it is 11:12 in the morning in Central Time, and I am fully awake. So, thank America. anyway, I'm here with Joe from Trap Caviar. If you guys have no idea, and I know some of you guys have no idea what it is, you can find a link to it down below about the promotion service. And you'll hear tons about it in this interview. But it's just amazing, incredible service, and I'm so impressed by how much it's grown. Like, I've seen their Instagram page. First, I'm jealous of the design, but also, like, it's really freaking cool. And today, actually, as a special treat, we're going to be talking to one of the founders of this service. And as an actual another plus, he's actually a musician himself. So, hey, that's really cool. So, anyway. Welcome to Wrap It Out. I'm super excited and so pleased to have you on.
Yeah, it was good.
Let's dive deep into it. So obviously, let's start from your business, Trap Caviar. So first, can I just say how incredible this is? And this is like for real, you know. This is legit. Like, it's not one of those it's not one of those like weird scammy things you guys find on Instagram, those weird messages you guys see. This is like a for real promotion service. So this is really cool. So I want to firstly get into the whole story with this. How did you get started with, you know, this particular service in this industry and promotion?
Well, to be honest, it started, I don't know, end of last year, start of this year. And it generally just started, to be honest, it started off as I was trying to engage with people in the underground community, because you know we had a lot of people disconnected in you know our scene, and I wanted to find a way to connect all these people, all be in one place, and you know try and better each other, you know progressively for our music and our careers.
Definitely, definitely. And that actually makes a lot of sense. Mainly because that's kind of how I started. But also, it makes a lot of sense that you started during a time where people were, in fact, disconnected. I can't sugarcoat it, but it's true. but I definitely see your point in all that sorts. And look at you now. This is really amazing with what you're doing for underground artists. This is unbelievable. And I kind of want to dive more deeply into this because I really so much. What has been the biggest challenge with, you know, promotion? Because obviously this is a promotion service, so obviously, you know, it's on Instagram, and I know you've seen scams, and I know you've been seeing other things with promotion. So I kind of want to know, like, what's been the biggest, you know, challenge with doing this promotion? What's been the easiest thing about it?
Well, I'd say the biggest struggle is engagement. Weirdly enough, I think people think it's too good to be true, so they just sort of look the other way. You know, because everything that we do, all of our services are free, you know, and it's an engagement thing. Equally, we need people engaging into Track Caviar and into all these other artists to make, you know, the engagement for the other artists beneficial. So if somebody wins Artist of the Week, which is one of our weekly competitions, you know, we then depend on other people in the community going to check their music out and getting them some more streams, you know. And it's just like, it's just the engagement part of things that's been the struggle.
Right. Yeah, I definitely see where that comes to play. And I love how you guys push for legitimacy. You know, yeah, definitely engagement. I definitely see that being a huge thing, seeing that you guys are, you know, competing and just making sure you guys are, you know, legit and people actually, you know, take you seriously, reach out to you. So, yeah, definitely I see that. Now, for of course, the listeners as well, our musicians. So, for an artist, what would they have to do to be a part of this promotion service? Like, what's the whole process with getting people on and for them to get, you know, promoted? What's the whole process with that?
Well, to be honest, it's really easy. It's, you know, it's not rocket science. I think people confuse it themselves when they come and ask me this question, but all it literally is, you know, you found us on Instagram, maybe. We have an invite link to our Discord server in the bio. All you got to do is join it, and everything is self-explanatory in the Discord. You know, there's channels for Artist of the Week submissions. All they got to do is drop a link in there, and then they'll automatically be in the run for Artist of the Week. And then we have ones where it's like a self-promo where they drop the link to the song. And we have a collaborations one where people maybe want to hop on a song with another person, they would put their open verses in there. You know, it's pretty self-explanatory, quite straightforward. And, you know, even if people message me on Instagram and, you know, sort of say, oh, this is my song, can you check it out? I'll be like, yeah, I'll check it out. I'll give you some feedback. You know, you can join the Discord also and get some feedback there. But yeah, you know.
Oh, okay, cool. I kind of thought it was going to be like a whole intricate, long process, but that's cool that, you know, it's pretty straightforward. And I like that it's self-promo and that you guys can collaborate. And even you sharing feedback, it's like, it's actually really cool. And speaking of feedback, when you're giving feedback, you know, what's your whole thing when giving feedback? Like, what's your whole thing when it comes to, you know, giving feedback? What is the best song that you ever gave feedback on? And what's the general reaction when you give feedback?
Well, with feedback, the way I sort of articulate myself is, you know, to always speak constructively. You know, don't try and put somebody down, because it's their craft, it's their art. You know, I always try and be quite sensitive to that. You know, obviously, I have a preference. I have a taste in music. You know, so of course I'm gonna like songs better than I'm gonna like others. I think from a criticism value, a criticism point of view, I may speak on the production, so the beat and, you know, their vocals if they're mixed and mastered, and, you know, speak on the mix and master, you know, and just general things to improve, you know, to point out some artists. I'd definitely shout out Luna. He's an artist within the Track Caviar. He's 14 years old, and honestly, he is just incredible for his age. And yeah, he's mastered everything at such a young age, so massive shout out to him.
Wow, 14. Wow. I'm going to have to check him out. Wow. Okay. That's sick. That's awesome. And also, I love the answer you had whenever it came to constructive criticism. I think that's really important.
And I know people, they do feedback differently, so I just want to see what how you do it. And you know, this question is kind of like really out there, but I've had my history of giving feedback to somebody and they had the worst reaction to it. Like they have been upset, like they get so mad, or they block you, or they curse at you. I've been cursed out once. Has that ever happened to you when somebody gives feedback? When you've been giving feedback to somebody and they had the worst reaction?
Yeah, I've had bad reactions, but I don't think anything's ever really blown up back in my face because I've always done sort of like a pros and cons sort of thing, what I liked about it and what I thought could improve. So I think a lot of artists, they probably see the positives more than the negatives, at least I hope so. And I had one incident not long ago. I can't remember the dude's name, but it was on Instagram. This maybe like 2 months ago or something or so. And he asked for an opinion on his song, and I give my opinion to it, and it wasn't a bad song at all, but I sort of said what it was, and I sort of said, this is where you need to improve. And he came back with the energy like, I'm perfect, I've got no room for improvement, which isn't true. Like even people in the mainstream world, like Drake and Uzi and etc., they all have room for improvement. They know that themselves. So it's absolutely stupid to not have that sort of, perspective. And he sort of ended up calling me out on Instagram, started making loads of stories about me, and I just wasn't there for it. I didn't feed into that energy, so I just let it be.
Sucks. That is, oh my God, that is, that sucks, man. That is horrible, especially with alleged stories. I'm like, wow, oh my God. But I'm glad you overcame all that, and you didn't feed into it. That's actually a really admirable, quality, because a lot of people love to feed into drama and all that. But that's incredible that you don't do all that, and it's good because you have a lot going on your plate. And speaking of reacting, I want to talk about the lives you do. Because I remember yesterday I got some alert saying that you were doing a live, and this particular live you do, you react me on your Instagram live, right? How did that get started whenever you were reacting music, just live on Instagram? How does that work whenever you're reacting, and what's your favorite song you ever reacted to?
Well, the way that the live streams got started, it was pretty simple. Don't get me wrong, I'm not the only person that's doing this sort of thing. I've seen other Instagram accounts, and on platforms there's people I can mention, but I'm not going to because I'm trying to, get people to listen to my stuff, not to their stuff. But they were doing a similar thing. But the thing that makes mine better is that all of it was paid. So people would join these live streams for these other people's channels, and then maybe they'd pay to get their song skipped in the line, so their song would go first. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I'm just first come, first serves, and I don't offer a paid service to anybody. That's not how we roll. And I'd say the best song I've ever reacted to. It's a hard question because there's a lot of great songs I could mention. But I would probably say "What Do I Know" by Luna, who I mentioned earlier. He sampled an XXXTentacion song in his in his song, and you know, he produced the beat himself, and I just thought it was absolutely incredible for, again, like I say, a 14-year-old.
Nice. Well, props to the lives. I think it's really cool to be reacting music on Instagram. That's actually really cool. And it's ironic because 19 hours ago you posted a little bit of the at the actual lives. You actually posted a snippet of the live, and I saw it on my phone, so it's complete irony. Crazy irony.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I gotta know, because I love the cover art of Trap Caviar. Now, I wanna know, who made that cover? Because it looks kind of similar to Rap Caviar, a little similar. So who made that cover art?
So it's a bit of a joint effort in terms of, you know, making it come together as it is. That's my colleague Josh, better known as JLRC. He's in the Discord. He's the person I partly own Trap Caviar with. He does a lot of the designing and a lot of the you know, the sort of online stuff in terms of aesthetically how it looks. But you know, it was the Trap Caviar, the name for the business was my idea. You know, I sort of the concept of the cover was my idea to make it, you know, somewhat similar to what people are already familiar with. I think that was why we went with the name, because we went for a name that was people were familiar with, and we flipped it into our own business, and I think that in itself will attract a lot of people. So you know, I wanted to make it close to what people
right
know.
Right, absolutely. And it makes sense because Rap Caviar is a thing on Spotify, it's a thing, so it makes sense that you want to tailor it towards a more, you know, similar thing people are used to. That makes a lot of sense. And I was wondering, because on the founders thing, when it's listed, it said JC, and I was wondering, who is that? Who's the label? But that makes sense where it comes from. Right.
Yeah.
One of the coolest things about your Instagram, and I need to ask because we need to highlight, is Artist of the Week, which I find really cool. I mean, look, if you guys are on their Instagram, as you guys are listening, following along, you guys can see they have a bunch of Artist of the Week posts. So I want to ask, you know, again, how did those start? How do you pick Artist of the Week? And what's the whole process of, you know, picking those and getting those started?
So, the way Artist of the Week started was, like, we built Trap Caviar on foundations of what it's going to be, and Artist of the Week was always going to be a part of that. We wanted to make a competition, a friendly competition, where everybody can get involved and compete against one another, and you know, it's a quality based competition. So yes, some people may submit and their music may not, you know, live up to other people's submissions. But at the end of the day, it's healthy competition. For the people that aren't quite there yet and who probably won't be picked as Artist of the Week, it's a good thing to strive to for them, so that one day they can achieve it. And equally, you know, another thing that, you know, sort of became apparent later after we started Trap Caviar was we were giving people a lot of excitement. So when people were announced as Artist of the Week, they'd, you know, go in the Discord and they were, you know, getting a little bit crazy, like, oh my God, I've won Artist of the Week, you know. So we were providing a feeling for them of, you know, excitement and enjoyment, which is exactly what somebody needs for their music. It's a good confidence boost. And you know, for these people that are winning Artists of the Week, They've won for a reason. Their music's great, and they need a little bit of a showcase for their talents and what, you know, what they can achieve and how good they are.
Wow, that's incredible. Wow.
Yeah.
I definitely love the whole concept with Artist of the Week, and I definitely like competition. I definitely like that. but I really love how you guys highlight, you know, these artists, because as I was scrolling down your page, I was like, wow, look how many people have gone on their platform. It's unbelievable. It's amazing. And I know I keep praising it, and it's weird and it's ridiculous, but it's true. Like, it's like, it is like, I hope I can be a part of it some like down the line, because like, look how incredible this is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And you know, one of the weirdest things was that and letting y'all know, I didn't even know about them in the beginning. I think y'all reached out to me, and it was weird, because how did that happen? Because like, we don't, like, there's only one other person who we both follow on Instagram. So I was like, how is that possible? Like, wait a minute. Like, actually, I'm a little curious, because I saw Zandri, who I interviewed. I saw that he followed your page and mine.
Mm-hmm.
Was he the one that was involved with you getting my page, or did you like misclick my page? Or, like, how did you find it? Just a little curiosity.
Yeah, so it was Zandri. I seen that they had a episode come out with you, a little interview, and to be honest, I thought I like what you're doing. You know, so it's a vice versa feeling. I have a lot of respect for anybody within this industry, no matter what approach they come from, whether it be an artist or, you know, an interviewee or interviewer. You know, like, because this is a podcast, I believe, and you know, I thought, you know, I wanted to do something like this for a little while, and I think, you know, I just seen what you were doing, and I liked it, so you know, I hopped on the way.
Oh my god! thank you. That means a lot to me to hear that. It's been a while since somebody's really complimented. But anyway, back to you. I provide links down below for you guys to check out Trap Caviar. To be honest, y'all need to do it. I know you guys are used to those weird ones, but this is legit. Like, I'm talking to the literal one of the founders of it, so you can tell this is legitimate. This is for real. Now, let's get into one of the most fun things about you, which I was very happy to hear about, that you are also an artist. That made me squeal. I'm not gonna squeal now, but I'm gonna be like, oh, how exciting, because he makes music. He is in this, he's in this with us, like, yay. So I wanted to ask about that. First of all, earlier you sent me a single of yours. It's unreleased. Now, what is the whole backstory with the single? Because everybody's going to get a chance to hear it after the interview. What's the whole backstory with this particular single? What was the whole process of, you know, making it? And most importantly, is this going on an album?
It likely will be going on an album. I've got an album coming out called Colourful Pain. You know, it's an extension of my mind, I suppose, you know, the album and the song. I mean, specifically that song, you know, some people have good days, some people have bad days. And, you know, I think that's probably one of the songs I've written on a bad day. It's a nice song. It's a nice song, you know. I would say that I definitely, as an artist, have room for improvement myself, and you know, but I do think I put my emotions into play within that song, hence why I selected it.
Wow.
So yeah.
Man, this is so exciting to hear. You have no idea. I love artists who have different services. This made me so excited. I was like, oh my God, this guy is actually in this with us. Like, wow. but real though, that was really impressive. I cannot wait for everybody to hear it. And I'm with you guys. I have not heard it yet, but I'm going to be hearing it after this. So I'm really excited. And let's circle back to the album Colorful Pain. So I know it's not out, and I don't know what your policy is with teasing or trailers or anything like that. But what can you tell us about this album that you know that you want to talk about? Is this your first album you ever done?
It's not my first album. I think to be honest, I've had a lot of reflection over the last few months. I'm like most other artists. You make a song, you listen to it so many times, you think it's good, then you listen to it over and over again, and you realise you don't like it anymore. I think a lot of artists probably do that, and I'm one of them. So this album's, you know, probably should have been out months ago, but equally I just keep on changing the track list because I've got quite a discography in my unreleased. I've got, you know, a minimum of 100 songs unreleased. And if it's not 100, it's definitely getting there. And yeah, you know, I've had a lot of reflection recently, and I think what's been selected to go on it is the right amount and the right songs. I don't want to say too much, but It's definitely something to be excited for.
To see this album. I'm excited. So definitely, I'm going to be one of those people in the very beginning that's going to be like streaming your album nonstop. So I'll be one of that.
thank you.
And that's really cool to hear about that. Now, one of the things that I am most curious about, and I'm sure other people are, so when people hear your name or when, you know, people look at your music, what is dominantly your genre of, what is dominantly your genre of music, or like what is one you like to tackle in whenever you're making music?
I'm not going to say I'm massively versatile. I think, you know, I'm leaning in towards the rap scene quite a lot. You know, it's weird because I have I have like three types of songs I make. And that's the sort of like the happier sort of music in which, you know, maybe I'm having a good time, which maybe in some directions could be more pop than rap, because I wouldn't say I'm a massive talent at singing, but I do try, you know, and, you know, so maybe delve into the pop scene, and then, you know, equally it's more like, you know, the sad like trap music I also do, where, you know, it's just however I'm feeling on the day.
Okay, because I was gonna say, because I was like, I was thinking rap, because, you know, I was thinking, because first I saw you in hoodies, which you rock hoodies, by the way. I was like, yeah, this guy is definitely, he could be a rapper. Especially this cool post you had a couple months ago, mm-hmm. You smoking with the blue hoodie, and you were holding, I don't know what you're holding, but you were like in this underground scene. I was like thinking, okay, yeah, this guy's definitely rap. So I had a little idea about what was going on, but singing, okay. I'm not gonna ask you to sing on here. I know you're not dominantly singing, but I was like, so that's really cool, because I also sing, so that's pretty great. Because I was gonna say maybe you can sing a little, but don't worry, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, I sing, I have a, How do I put it? I'm not like a massive singer, but you know, in the single that you're gonna play later, you know, I have a little section. It is predominantly rapping, but you know, I do have a little singing.
Now I'm more excited. Now after this, I'm definitely listening to the single now. I'm definitely gonna be listening to it now, like singing and rapping. Like, ooh, I'm so excited. I want to squeal, but I'm not going to. So I'm not going to. Okay, I kind of want to talk about, you know, behind the music, and I like to, and I love asking this question because I love seeing what other people do, you know, with their music. So, what is your whole process with, you know, making music in general? What is your whole production technique? You know, how do you write songs? Just really in general, what is your whole process with creating and developing and publishing a song?
Man, it's a long process. You know, it's why I'm not pumping out music like every other artist. You know, I don't think I've released anything in months, to be honest. But yeah, so in terms of writing, I write all the time wherever I am. It doesn't matter where I am. I write every day, pretty much. You know, sometimes I even write if I have. Sometimes I just have moments, you know, where I'm like, you know, in the car or like, you know, like singing along to something, and maybe the song ends, or maybe I'm just generally like, you know, sort of singing something that's in my head, and then I might go off and do my own little like freestyle or something, and I might make a line, and then I'll be like, oh, that's a bar, I need to write it down, and then I write it down, and then I end up writing a song with it, and so. The writing process, you know, is always ongoing, you know, and then in terms of recording, I have a little setup. Well, I don't myself, my friend Josh, who I mentioned earlier, who I run the business with, he has a setup in which I use, you know, he's got a pretty good mic, pretty good, it's like a home studio. But it's a lot better than what I've got here. So I usually go there, record my songs, and he mixes them. I'm not too great at mixing myself, so I just get him to do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's really cool, to be honest. That makes sense why it takes so long, because look what you have to do. You have to figure out what you're writing. You have to do the mixing and mastering. Like, it makes sense. I mean, that it takes so long, but... Honestly, for me, I can't wait for more music from you, because nobody loves listening to music more than me. That's why I picked my name, but I love listening to music nonstop. Like I listen to music every single hour of every day. I just love listening to lots of different genres, so I'm looking forward to adding on my list of people to check out. And that single is added to my list today of what to listen to. So you can already count it. It's already on my list. It's like already there. Not wrong. Sure. Now, I know this is a little off topic, but earlier this year you had a tattoo. Is that a real tattoo? Because it says clarity on it. Is that real? Because it's really freaking cool, so I'm asking, is it still there? You know, is it real?
Yeah, I've got a few tats, but yeah, my clarity tattoo, that was, it's one of the more important ones. You know, I've got tattoos on my body, and I think clarity is probably the more meaningful one. You know, I seek out clarity in everything. I don't like being in the dark. I don't like not knowing how somebody's feeling. You know, and I seek clarity in things.
Definitely,
so clarity is a big word.
Hey, and what better way to welcome in the new year than to be seeking out clarity? Like, as soon as I saw the post, I was like, oh, okay. And then you posted it on January 1st, and I was like, yep. You know, this guy gets it. Like, there's no better way to welcome in clarity than to start a new year with it. That's actually, like, you're like one of those people that get cooler every single minute. Like, every single minute that we talk, you get even cooler. Like, oh my god. one of the other things that I wanted to ask about, and it's on your Instagram, it's my fate. And the reason why I ask about it is simple. Because your link tree, all it has on there is my fate on it. Like, it just says stream my fate on blah, 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 YouTube Music, Spotify. So, what was the whole inspiration behind that particular song? Because I see it's still on there, and you even put a heart by it. So, I definitely see that it holds some importance to it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, My Fate was a big song for me. I speak about some pretty real topics in it, in the song. It came from a point in my life where I was quite, you know, not feeling it. I was pretty unsatisfied with life and etc. And, you know, it was a bit, it came from a point, you know, I even discuss it in the song. I had a, you know, when I was younger, I had this friend, his name is DJ, and I had some things going on at the time, and etc. And basically one thing led to another, and I was in my bathroom, and I had a knife, and I held it to my chest and my arm, and you know, I was about to commit suicide. And the whole reason I didn't was because he was there. And I sort of talk about that in the song, saying how, you know, he sort of saved my life. And, you know, obviously that's a big thing, you know, it's not little. So, you know, when I spoke about it in the song, I felt, you know, it holds a lot of meaning.
Definitely.
And, you know, it's something that people should hear.
I'm just going to take a minute to process all of that, because that is insane. And for you to even be telling me that, like, first of all, I was envisioning it. That is such a way to paint a picture. I was like envisioning that, and I was, oh my god, like, imagine holding that knife and you were committing suicide. Like, but what even more impresses me the most, and this is why you're insanely cool, is that you were honest in the song, and I see why it's important to you, because this guy saved your life. I hope I get to meet him someday. He sounds really cool, but it's incredible that you were able to talk about yourself honestly, especially in a song where everybody can hear it. So I want to, you know, kind of ask about, you know, honestly in that perspective.
Yes.
So how did you know it was the right time to talk about that particular moment? Like, why did you feel it was, you know, it was appropriate to put a song like that, to talk about that experience in particular, the one where you almost committed suicide?
Well, you know, it's the case for a lot of musicians, you know, they write about, you know, like their past transgressions and, you know, their sins and etc. and stuff that's gone on in their life. And, you know, I felt this happened quite a few years ago now. I admit, you know, it maybe happened three, four years ago. So I felt it was time to say so much about it and how I feel about the situation. And, you know, and I never really showed my gratitude to DJ, my friend. I never showed my gratitude to him for, you know, what he did. I felt like that was a way of showing it.
I definitely love that you were, you know, showing love and appreciation through a song like that. I'm going to probably be getting my tissues ready, because that's going to be a hard song to listen to now that I've heard what it means. I'm going to be honest, I might cry. tear up a little bit listening to it. I might tear up just a little bit now that I've heard what it's about. So I'm getting myself prepared for that. I'm getting myself like mentally, you know, prepared for that. That's gonna be a really hard song to listen to. You paint such a picture. You paint such a picture, and now that picture is gonna be playing in my head all day. Wow. But that's really cool, and
yeah,
you know, I'll also you guys check out My Fate. That's definitely one you guys need to put in. And fair warning, you know, you all heard what the song means, so I suggest either grabbing tissues or grabbing a notebook. I could not help myself. I love being funny. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about where you are. First of all, your accent's very thick. Can I just say that I love the UK, and your accent is so like it's so thick. To be honest, when you started talking, I started thinking about like Ed Sheeran. I was like, hold on, this guy might even be related. But hey, but I was like thinking like, wow, this guy's accent's thick. And I'm jealous because I want an accent like that. That's why I love the UK. Y'all's accent, y'all, and you guys' way of talking, like, I get mad jealous because it's such a hot language too, like. But anyway, back to what I was talking about. Where you are in the UK, how is the music scene where you are? You know, how is music life there? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, music is definitely growing in the UK. I think, you know, especially the rap scene, and, you know, we've got the likes of Central C and Dave, who are storming it right now with Sprinter and their little EP that they dropped. You know, and it's like two worlds colliding, to be honest, because UK's going more mainstream now. It wasn't like this maybe 5 years ago. And you know, Central C's just done a freestyle with Drake, and you know, we've got Jay Huss who did a song with Drake, and you know, so we're coming through the ranks, and yeah, I think the UK scene is
a great
scene for singing and rap,
and great response, by the way.
I'm very excited to see where it goes.
To be honest, I love UK music. I'm gonna be honest, I absolutely love it. The UK charts, the way they chart music over there, it's like Billboard needs to start taking notes. Like, I'm being like for real, Billboard needs to take notes. The UK charts is very fair. Like, they welcome a lot of people on their charts. While Billboard, they barely want to move their charts. Like, I'm like, holy shit, can you just take notes from the UK? Like, the UK is smarter than America. But anyway, I'm going to move away from that to not be political. But anyway, and what I was getting at, is, you know, being the music scene over there, what is some of your dream collaborations? What are people that you always wanted to work with? This could be like mainstream or just in your area. What is your dream collab list?
Well, the underground, I've been linking up with a guy called Catch. We've got a few songs together. They haven't been released. We've got one, and we've got others in the work currently. So definitely him. I definitely got a shout out to him. There's many people in the underground scene that I've met that I would like to collaborate, but in the mainstream, you know, it would be great to one day get, you know, collaborations with, you know, like female artist, I'd love to get a collaboration with Adele. You know, that's a something big to strive for. But Adele, she's a great artist, and I definitely like the compliment on a song between a singer and a rapper.
Especially Adele, like.
So, I think, yeah, definitely.
To be honest, I'm gonna cry on release day if y'all ever collab one day. I'm gonna be like, oh my god, I have that guy on my show, and he's with Adele, like. And I'm hoping you don't forget this moment, because when you're accepting, because Adele is a Grammy queen, like they love awarding her stuff. You're probably gonna end up winning one. You better not forget this moment or Trap Caviar. Like, I hope I'm going to be in your acceptance speech somewhere. Like, I hope I'm in there somewhere. Little Lords, because I just joined your Discord server, which, by the way, awesome shit.
I'll remember you, don't worry.
That's going to be my experiment, is searching through that server. It looks really cool. Again, I just love the cover. I need a logo for my show. but the really good choices. Really good choices indeed. I can't believe I just said indeed. Let's see. Well, just a question. From the post, your hair and your beard looks red. Is your hair naturally red, by the way? Just, I know it's out of the question, but I'm just a little curious. So I know it's weird. I'm not picking out, but it looks, from my view, your hair is probably red or black. Your beard, like, looks red. What's the color, like?
I get a comment on this all the time, because I'm brown. I'm brown haired, I'm brunette, on my, you know, my hair. And my beard, yeah, it's got like a bit of like a dark ginger sort of like mix in there, and I don't know why. You know, we haven't got any gingers in my family, so I suppose it will give that that more red tone in my beard. Yeah, it's natural. If I could change it, I would. I could dye it, I suppose.
You know, I have not really about that, so feeling your kids are gonna probably have ginger.
Yeah, it's natural.
They're gonna remember this conversation, and they're gonna be like, "Wow, he predicted that we would have ginger hair. He predicted all the way from 2023. He predicted." Maybe. what I wanted to ask before, and it kind of crossed my mind, and what we talked about before this interview, is I wanted to ask about your name, and I already know about it, but they don't. I asked about the spacing, because I don't know if you guys know, but like, when you look it up, Joe, his name is it's spaced, the letters are spaced. Firstly, why did you space it, and is it like an acronym, or is it like your real name and you just like to space it?
Well, yeah, you know, like you say, my name's Joe. I tried to make an alias for my name, but I couldn't think of something to go by, nothing that really like stuck with me. So I thought, you know, I'd use my name, and then I did the space, and I thought it looked cool. I tried to make an acronym for it, you know, because I wanted there to be a deeper meaning to it, because, you know, within my songs especially, you know, I sort of talk about more deeper subjects, so I wanted there to be a deeper meaning to Joe, you know, rather than Joe. But to be honest, gotcha, I couldn't think of one. I had a few acronyms for it, but none of them stuck, because I didn't like them. So,
you know, the
yeah,
name, it's in its space. It's cool. Like, coolest hashtag coolness achieved. one other question about your Instagram. The picture you put on Instagram, is it supposed to illustrate your single My Fate, or did you just like enjoy the picture and just put it on there? This is actually your official Instagram picture, the one with the bleeding heart and you're holding on to it.
Is this for the clarity one?
Holding on to it.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, you know, I found that picture online. I didn't, you know, I seen it and I rock with it. Simply, you know, I seen the picture, I thought, you know, it's a good representation of what I'm about and what, you know, I think it paints a picture for my music, and when you listen to it, I think you'll understand why I've went for that picture. I often talk about love and, you know, sort of like trust issues and how people have thought I've played with my heart before and, you know, for the worse, and I've always come through it, I've always come out of it stronger, and you know, I don't let none of that defeat me.
I absolutely love it. Yeah, it's one of my favorite pictures that I've seen.
That's the right image.
While. You know what my dream is? I hope that this will become an album, like a cover of yours in the near future. I'm really for real hoping that this will be a cover that you put on an album someday or an EP, like. I'm just like fair across. Like, this becomes like a cover because it's really freaking awesome. So I'm really just fair across that this, you know, becomes a cover for something or you know just something. It's really cool. Definitely. Keep my fingers crossed. now this I wanted to, you know, it's a perfect way to gear all this in. As you know, a lot of people are growing in this industry as, you know, artists, musicians, rappers, and especially in your field of promotion. So what particular advice would you tell them? Like, if they were starting today, you know, what would you tell them, you know, and what would you tell them to, you know, improve in their field?
You know, I sort of cover this topic a lot within Track Caviar. We did a post not too long ago about tips for new artists. And I'd say probably the most important one, in my opinion, is don't let yourself get down about people's responses to your music. Because the thing is you may release, you know, 100 bad songs, and everybody just sort of, you know, puts you down for it. And then that 101st song that you release might be a hit. You know, it might go viral on TikTok. It might blow up, you know. And then all of a sudden, you're getting all of this love. And it's like, you know, you just don't listen to the negativity. Because though if it's constructive negativity, my bad, then, you know, definitely listen to it because they're telling you how to improve. But if it's just straight up hate, pure, you know, no good intentions, you know, just don't listen to it. You know, build yourself, keep on going, you know, and if you've got a strong heart and you keep on doing it, then you'll achieve more.
I had a moment when I was like thinking about what you're saying, like, wow, okay, you could definitely, like, I see you as a life coach, like, you were talking to me and that hit hard. That is 100% definitely true. Y'all better take some notes because this guy's really spitting fire. Really getting all in there. Now this question I'm gonna ask because I'm a little curious. Have you guys considered merch yet? Because firstly. I know how much you love hoodies because you rock hoodies. You just rock hoodies, like every single color, you know, you post, and you know, you just rock the style of it. So I'm just wondering if you guys, you know, have considered merch for, you know, the service yet, or, you know, thought about it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've got plenty of ideas for Track Caviar, especially, and merch has definitely been one that I've considered heavily. I'd love to start doing some merch for Track Caviar. I think there's a lot of designs that I think would be pretty cool, and what I've, you know, already thought of, and I think it'll happen one day. Maybe not today, but you know, down the line somewhere.
Oh, but please give me a free one, because it's been a while since somebody made merch. Maybe you'll get a free one. I want to, because, oh my god, like, please make it happen. Like, I want that. I freaking want that. Well, finger crossed. I'm really hoping y'all do it. And I'm pretty sure y'all will, you know, down the lines.
Yeah, we'll
see. I'm really excited that it happens. I'm just like, oh my god, I hope it happens. And again, I apologize for my hypeness. I don't know, today I just feel wide awake for some reason. I don't know what it is, but I feel wide awake. So, I apologize ahead of time for my laughing and my outburst. My fault, my bad. Your voice, oh my god, oh, forget Ed Sheeran, you remind me of young Elton John. Oh my god, as I was talking to you, you know what made me think of? I was thinking of, I watched, you guys need to watch Rocket Man. If you guys like movies like that, it's a musical movie and it's called Rocket Man. You guys need to watch it. I love the movie. It cost $16 on Prime, but I bought it anyway because I love it. It reminded me of Taryn, who played young Elton. Oh my god, your voice is just like his. Like, it reminded me so much of just him. I'm sorry to make that laugh happen, but it sounds just like him. It's like you could have been in that movie as like a stand-in or some shit. Like. Really? Like, you watch it? I don't know if you had a revelation like I did. Like, when you
I have actually seen the way that he sounds,
like, I don't know. Did you see the correlation? Did you see, like, how similar it was? Oh my god, man. I'm getting off track. I wasn't thinking about it. Enough of this nonsense. Musically, stop. Okay. But for real, honestly, thank you for taking the time to do this. To be honest, he was one of those people, guys, that I missed. He's one of those people that I missed. You know, the first time that I missed. But I'm so glad that that you were patient with me. That you were you know, understanding, and that, you know, very professional, by the way. That you were, you know, understanding, and that, you know, you were still wanting to do this. So I just wanted to, you know, to tell you thank you a lot, and I mean it from me, from, you know, bottom of my heart. Thank you for doing this, for, you know, for doing this service to people. It means a lot to me that you do this, you know, thing for people, that you promote them and you care about them. That means a lot to me. So, you know, thank you for all you do for, you know, this industry, and, you know, thank you for being here. Absolutely, absolutely. It definitely warms my heart to know there's still people, genuinely good people, who...
Thank you.
You know, still, you know, that's still... You know, that's still... You know, do this. They still are just good people, and that they still promote, and they still, you know, care about music, and, you know, they still do this. So, that definitely, you know, means... a lot to me in that. So there you go. Is there any last thing that you want to leave the audience with? Anything lastly that you would like to, you know, tell them about, you know, now is your space.
Just sort of look out for Track Caviar, especially, you know, we've got a lot of stuff lined up. You know, we're developing a website at the moment, which will be full of more promo opportunities. So you'll have to wait and see about that. I don't want to say too much because that's sort of like not under the wraps, but, you know, we want it to be a bit of a nice surprise for everybody. So definitely look out for Track Caviar. Word of advice is stay nice, happy. Nice.
Oh my god, you create your craft, and actually really cool.
You know, enjoy your life. You know, you've only got one of them, so
it, but that is actually
that's really it.
Cool. Like this guy just gets cooler and cooler. I'm definitely giving you my contacts now. sorry, I'm done. But thank you again, so much. And thank you guys so much for listening. Again, honestly, this has been the most fun one I've done in a very long time. And of course, I have linked all the links down below for Trap Caviar, his music. You guys make sure you check them out. You know, consider having your music promoted through them. And right after this, you guys will get a chance to hear one of the unreleased songs. So be on the lookout for more music. And be on the lookout for more updates. And thank you all again for watching. And again, we are on the ongoing improvement project. So we are always looking out for more feedback and more, you know, suggestions for our show. So, you know, if you guys haven't already, make sure you message me. Let me know what other things I can do to make the show better. You know, and remember, I am 100% guaranteed changes. 100%. Anyway, enjoy the rest of y'all's day. You know, or night. Again, time zones really have fucked me up at this point. but thank you all so much for joining me on this and for watching. And I'll see you guys very soon. And by soon, I mean very soon. So remember, no smoking, no drinking, no drugs. And don't do anything stupid to wreck your life. Okay, and enjoy yourselves and do not fuck up your life. Anyway, sorry, I don't know, I'm probably high at this moment, but my bad. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your girls' day, and I'll see you guys really soon. Peace out. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
Been so hard, battling all of my love scars, laughing when my pain still hits hard. My facade, I let down my guard, and you broke my heart. Yeah, you broke my heart in two. Hand out, but I stopped reaching you. All the things you said you wouldn't do, but you did. Yeah, you did. Been so hard, been so hard, been so hard, battling my scars. Battling all of my scars. Fucked up. Made my life so hard, Life's hard without a part of my heart. Me and you were doomed from the start. You were shining like the North Star. Oh my heart broke again. Love scars, oh my scars are open. I fall, yeah, I fall to my death. Yeah, I fall. Been so hard, battling all of my love scars. Laughing when my pain still hits hard. My facade, I let down my guard. And you broke my heart. Life lost, it got ripped away. Can't find myself, then I'll be astray. I just want to see your face. I think it'll ease the pain. Been so hard, been so hard, been so hard. Battling my scars. Battling all of my scars. Fucked up. Made my life so hard. Life's hard without a part of my heart. Me and you were doomed from the start. Oh my heart broke again. Oh my scars are open. I fall, yeah, I fall to my death.